Good evening, everybody, and welcome to tonight's episode of the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast. Hope you are well and had a great weekend. Hopefully, you've not suffered any damage with the wet weather or the wind that we have had. Now, I have put a few posts out today on various social media because a bit of exciting news has happened. We had a tornado come through our town last night. Now, this is the second time in as many months that we have actually had a tornado, almost in the same area as well. Now, here at home, we had family round. It was meant to be the bonfire night, as I said the other day. Bonfire night was cancelled because of the weather. So at my family round, we were just sort of sat in the front room, didn't really think anything of it. We noticed it was a bit wet and a bit windy, but nothing to really worry about. And then I checked on Facebook and realised that a tornado had gone through. This is what is amazing, is that, okay, it's the other side of town, but here there was nothing that suggested a tornado had gone through. Now, again, because I wasn't worried, I didn't really think about going down the allotment to check on things today. I was happy at home doing what I needed to do at home. But then I checked on Facebook, and we have a Facebook group for our allotment site. And they had said that there was some damage on the allotment. A tornado actually hit the allotment. So I rushed down there, and this is what's amazing. And I entered the allotment site, and the very first few allotments, there were sheds completely turned over, greenhouses smashed to pieces and crumpled up, completely damaged. Luckily, there was no chickens involved, I believe. So that was a bit of a relief on that front. But what amazed me more than anything, I ventured further down to the other end where my allotment was, and there was no damage at all, not even a branch or anything like that. This is what is so amazing. One small part of the allotment completely trashed, the rest of the allotment absolutely fine. And I think that is a sign of a tornado. So it's quite exciting. And I, you know, again, this is the joys of allotment tiering or growing your own. You are open to Mother Nature and what Mother Nature does for you. And we have to battle with it. Now, this is the last episode for this month, which means we've got all our seeds sown and they are hopefully growing quite well. Certainly the broad beans are doing very, very well, I have to say. But you're going to want to know what seeds you're getting next month, aren't you? Because they will be in the post the beginning of Tuesday this week. They go in the post, so they should be with you by the end of this week. So first of all, we have got coriander, which is our herb for the month. And this coriander is called confetti. It's not your normal flat-leafed shaped parsley. It's quite an interesting It's a quite an interesting shaped leaf. It's really quite tasty, if you like coriander, of course. But it also looks quite attractive and a little bit different. Now, coriander can be grown in your greenhouse or on your kitchen windowsill this month, which is what I'm putting it down for. Next, we've got chickpea as a sprouting seed. Now, I grew chickpea as a plant before, and it's really quite good. But to grow it as a sprouting seed is also a great use for it. So you just take a few seeds, pop them in a jar with a bit of water, and they will sprout and eventually produce some sprouts that you can then eat. If you think of bean sprouts that you might have for Chinese. So good use, I think, of another great little supply of food there. If you don't want to grow them as sprouting seeds, of course, then you can save them for next spring to grow as the plant's chickpea as well. Next, we've got a chili pepper, a large red, and this is a hot variety. Now, again, these are going to be growing indoors, maybe in a heated greenhouse, but they're going to need a bit of warmth. I always like to start our chilies off November, December time, because I find they need that sort of long growing period. And I find November, December is the right time to start sowing them to actually get them to produce some decent chilies. We will be doing sweet peppers and aubergines over the next couple of months as well, just to add to it. Next, we've got spring onions. Now, these are a winter hardy variety, so you could sow these outdoors. They'll be perfectly fine in a greenhouse or a cold frame, in a veggie pod, or even on a kitchen windowsill if you so desired. Personally, I will be growing some in my veggie pod and some in my greenhouses. So good use of those, and also, and they are great, aren't they, spring onions? I quite like them. Then we've got a green manure called field bean. Now, these I grow quite often, a field bean, because they are a great way of adding nitrogen to the soil. They grow a bit like broad beans, and they just look after your soil. And if you've got a hard clay soil, they're also very good at breaking up the soil. So field beans are a good one as well as a green manure. These aren't going to produce food, but they are going to help look after our soil. And then finally, we've got a lettuce Apache, which is another winter variety of lettuce. Can be grown in a greenhouse, can be grown in pots on your windowsill, in your veggie pod, possibly outside. But I would start them off in a greenhouse or indoors if you don't have a greenhouse. But the world is your oyster with those. And all these are going to grow on and produce us some rather good food, I hope. Now, November, of course, a lot of us are staying away from our gardens, our allotments, because the weather's just turning. It's not so pleasant. I find now, especially with the clock changed last night, it's not so easy to visit the allotment after work. So the allotment for me is just going to be a weekend visit. Not the end of the world. We've just got to try and look after the allotment, try and keep it tidy as much as possible. Not too tidy, because I think a lot of nature likes to live in the things we leave behind. But here's a few jobs that we can begin on with on our allotment or our veg garden in November. First of all, we want to plant our garlic, onions and shallots. And I'm growing all three of these in set form or tiny bulbs. Not so much from seed at this time of year, but garlic is grown. I'm going to be talking about that on tomorrow's podcast. Onions also in sets. They had planted out in the allotment and at home to keep the vampires away. Shallots is the only one I haven't done yet and will be doing throughout November. All of these are overwinter ones, so shallots are fine. Onions, if you're growing from sets, they tend to bolt. They don't store as well, but we will be doing spring ones as well as that. And garlic, it needs a period of cold below 10 degrees C for something like 2 weeks for it to form cloves. So well worth getting those in now. They grow absolutely fine throughout the winter. Next, we have got to prune our fruit bushes. So this is plants like our black currants, red currants, white currants, gooseberries, anytime between November and March when they are leafless and dormant. We want to prune out any dead, dying or diseased wood and aim for a nice shape as well. So a good one to do. This is something we will probably going to be talking about a bit more on the podcast as well, because it's going to be a busy month. Autumn fruit and raspberries are going to want to be cut down. Autumn fruit and raspberries bear on new wood, so we cut them all the canes down to the ground once they have finished fruiting between November and March. Very easy thing to do, and this is something we're going to be discussing on the podcast, but very easy to do. Just take your secateurs, once they are dormant, and cut them all down to the ground and compost what's left. Now, our brassicas, we are going to have quite a few birds that are going to be hungry at this time of year, and I'm already seeing it on some of my brassicas. So we're going to need to protect them with nets or something like that. Something fairly sturdy to really help keep them off. You know, if you're hungry, and birds will be hungry, they're going to do their best to try and get what they can. What I don't like about netting is I've found birds trapped in them before, so we want to try and avoid that. Now, talking of brassicas, our Brussels sprouts are going to need staking if they haven't done so already. Now, the reason we want to do that is if they get heavy and blown around, it can cause the Brussels sprouts to blow and basically become open. So we don't really want to do that either. So stake them, nice strong stake secured in the ground to hold them tight. Now, we could take hardwood cuttings from our fruit bushes. Very easy to do. This way we can get some decent sized plants next year and try and expand our stock. I'm always trying to expand our stock, so hardwood cuttings are a good way of improving that. And this applies for some herbs and things like that too. Again, something could be useful for using your greenhouse for, and something we might talk about in the podcast as well. Now, finally, the final thing we're going to want to do is harvest any of our crops. It's still surprising just how much we've got. We're going to have carrots, cabbages, Brussels sprouts, celeriac, celery, cauliflower, all of which are going to need harvesting throughout November. So, yeah, there's quite a bit that we can do. Of course, a lot of these will be on the newsletter for you. Keep trying to remodel the newsletter a bit and make it a bit more better for you guys, but we'll get there. Right, I hope that has given you plenty to think about for tonight and for this month, and plenty to keep you busy throughout November. Again, we will be talking about a lot of these things throughout the month, of course, on the main podcast and with you guys as well. So a few ideas there of how we can go forward. Well, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time.